Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. I'm here with Suda51, founder of Grasshopper Manufacture and creator of the No More Heroes series. I just wanted to ask a few questions. So I was going to ask why your name was Suda51, but I realized I saw that your name is Suda Goichi, so we don't have to ask that. So next question. I personally played the first No More Heroes, but for those not familiar with No More Heroes, how exactly would you describe the game? You can just talk about the Travis Strikes Again No More Heroes.
No More Heroes が分からない人たちに TSA はどう説明しますか？
もともとノーマーヒローズっていうのは殺し屋同士の戦いだったんですけども、今回 TSA に関して言うと全く新しい戦いにしたかったんですね。トラビスというキャラクターがゲームなビデオゲームの世界に入っていく、でそしてビデオゲームのキャラクターたちと戦うっていう新しい冒険である新しいチャレンジなんです。
So up until now, No More Heroes was about battles between assassins. But this time, Travis is going inside games to fight in there. It's a completely new adventure, a completely new challenge for their team.
Okay, so it's a completely brand new idea. In the past, you've created games for multiple platforms. As it seems, Travis Strikes Back is going to be a Nintendo Switch exclusive. And can you provide details as far as your relationship with Nintendo and how that ultimately helped with making the game for the Switch?
Okay. 前はサムサムのハードにゲームを出したんですけど、今回の TSA はスイッチ専用に見えるんですけど、Nintendo の関係と Nintendo がどうやって今回のゲームをサポートしてくれたのか教えてほしいです。
まずやっぱりね、ノーマーヒローズシリーズっていうのは任天堂ハードとすごく相性がいいので、僕がもうスイッチ見たときにトラビスの復活はこのハードしかないと思って決めました。
Yeah, so No More Heroes has always been a good fit for Nintendo systems. So when he saw the Nintendo Switch, he just thought immediately it'd be perfect to bring back Travis again.
Okay.
で、あとは僕らのゲームが任天堂ブースに出展されるのは今回初めてなんですよね。なのでそういった意味でも任天堂はニンテンドーからそういう新しいバックアップをしてもらってます。その特別なバックアップっていうもの。
And this is actually the first time that one of his games has been at the Nintendo booth. So in that respect, Nintendo has really provided them with a whole new level of support this time around.
Absolutely, and I'm glad to see that support personally. So.
個人的には入っててすごく嬉しいです。
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
So my girlfriend is a huge fan of Fatal Frame.
She
wants to know how you got involved with the Fatal Frame game on the original Wii that didn't come out in America. And I also read that you particularly don't like ghosts or horror. And would you work on another one if approached?
Okay, it's too quick. Okay. Let me ask them the first one first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fatal Frame のゲームなんですけど、Wii でアメリカに来なかったやつは、どうやってスラさんがそのゲームを作ることになったんですか？
もともと僕自身が、Fatal Frame の大ファンで、1、2、3も全部クリアして、で、クリエイターの方と会ったんですよね。僕はファンとして会いたかったので、で、プロデューサーの菊池さんでディレクターの柴田さん、2人と仲良くなって、よく食事行くようになったりとかしたんです。でもそうしたら仲良くなっていったら、今度菊池さんからプロデューサーの菊池さんから佐々さん一緒に仕事しませんかと、でゼロを作りませんかと言われて、そこから実現したんですけども、ただ僕は一度断ってます。
Okay, so he was a fan of the original Fatal Frame series, and he played through 1-3 He actually became friends with the producer and director and went out to dinner with them and talked about it. And they asked him one day, just, would you be interested in working on the next game? And he actually turned them down once.
Okay.
なぜ断ったかというと、僕が好きすぎるので、そのゼロが作れない、やっぱちゃんとしたね、オリジナル作品作ってほしいので、僕が作っちゃいけないと思ってたんですよ。でも彼らから、ぜひ俺に作ってほしいって言ってくれたので、作ることにしました。
The reason he first, turned them down was because he liked the series so much, he was afraid he wouldn't be able to do it justice in a completely new installment. But eventually, they talked about it with him again, and he decided to do it.
Gotcha. Okay. And what I read of you not being interested in ghosts and horror, was that something that maybe isn't true? Because that's on the Wikipedia page in America right now.
Fatal Frame のシリーズが好きでずっとやってたのは、 今あのスルさんの英語のウィキペディアで、
yeah.
ホラーが大嫌いで、
yeah.
そういうようなこと書いてるけど、それは嘘ということですか？
No, no, 本当。
That's でも true.
Okay, it's true.
いやでもすっごい怖かった。怖いの苦手だから、本当にね、フェータルフレームやったら顔にね、出来物来たの。ストレスで、怖さで。
It's true. Like, he really does not like scary stuff, and playing the games like made him so scared and caused him so much stress that he like broke out on his face from the stress.
Okay. All right. Well, two more questions. Next year, you are going to be 51 years old, and so should we expect something maybe next January?Something special.
今度は51歳になるということで、
yeah.
来年の1月は何か特別なものを期待できますか？
まあ、みんなが祝ってくれるんじゃないかなと思うぐらいで、特になんか、ね、特別なことはないとは思うけど。
Well, he's hoping everyone will help him celebrate. He's not exactly planning anything special himself.
Celebrate with this,、yeah. this game and the success of it.
このゲームの成功で祝いましょう。
そうそう、Thank you so much. Yeah. 日本はアメリカだと多分1月2日ってあのみんな働いてると思うんだけども、日本って休みなんですよ。なので誰もみんな休んでるから祝福してくれないと思う。
So in America, people will probably be, you know, at doing their normal.Routines, but in the beginning of January in Japan, everyone takes time off, so there's probably no one going to be around to celebrate his birthday for
him.
So he'll just spend it quietly with his family.
Okay. Oh, I'll remember. I'll celebrate for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And final question. Have you met Wario64 before?
Wario64 は会ったことありますか？
さっきも同じ質問された。
He's gotta ask the same question by the previous interviewer.
でもまだないんだよ、ね。
He's never met him.
Okay, okay.
やっぱミステリアスな存在なんだ。
He's really mysterious.、
Huh? Yes, absolutely. I think he's a bot too.
あ、僕もロボットだと思ってます。
え、そうなんだ。わお。え、何者なんだろう。
Who could he possibly be?
Good question, good question. Maybe, we'll find out someday, maybe.
It's gonna be hard to
Thank you. thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Thank you so much. You are Wario?
I'm not Wario. I wish I was Wario 64. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Nintendo Seconds.
Bye-bye.